Right, well, good afternoon to one and all, folks, and welcome to the Danny Kyle Open Stage, being broadcast on www.celticmusicradio.net, 95 FM and DAB in the fair city of Glasgow. And we're here at the Danny Kyle Open Stage with a group who made their debut, a first debut ever on the Danny Kyle Open Stage, and they've come back two albums down the line and fame and fortune to the wonderful Folky Mac Folkface. Good afternoon to you folks.
Hi,
good afternoon. And they're all here and it's great. So well done to one and all. Now, I know between you all, I don't know who's wanting to say first. What have you been up to just now?
Well, we've been, we've all kind of got on with our other parts of our lives. We kind of put music on the back burner in a way, but we can't play live, obviously. But we kept going in terms of the songwriting. We kept going. We put some videos out on YouTube. We had a bit of Waterboys covers going on there with Mike Scott from the Waterboys commenting on our version of Fisherman's Blues. So we did that as a bit of fun. We've done some Beatles and things like that. But our own songwriting, we've kept that going so that when we can all meet up again and get back together, we can start recording properly and get the third album out.
It's absolutely fantastic. And that was Doogie there. So, folks, I know that everybody's on time limits and just multitasking Zoom conferences are brilliant, but I know that you have to get away sometime. So could I get you to charge us with your first track that you would like us to play and a wee bit about it?
I think that the first track, this is Jackie here. Hi, folks. We are going to do a song that Doogie wrote for us, and it's called the Knits Hill Mining Disaster. And Doogie will maybe give you a bit of background to it.
Yeah, the local area where I live, there's lots of industry, a lot of mining in the area, and discovered with my son one time, quite by accident, a memorial to a mining disaster that happened in the local area in 1951. The song tells the tale, but obviously there was a lot of tragedy involved, and it's all part of the rich history of mining songs to folk music. So this is our contribution.
It's an absolute cracker, folks. So that's Knits Hill Mining Disaster for your first track. What would you like for your second track to be?
The second track, we're going to go with a Gaelic one, which we didn't write ourselves. It's an old traditional Gaelic song from Uist, and it's called Oganich Ur Rhein Magal, which means, O noble youth who has left me. And like many of these rhythmical Gaelic songs, it would have been a working song, maybe a walking song, or perhaps a spinning song, because it refers to a woman at the wheel in one of the verses. And we first heard this song with Julie Fowlis performing it, loved it, and we've done our own arrangement. And Aidan, I don't know if you want to jump in and maybe say who came along and played with us.
Yeah, we've become friendly with Chaussee Lees from Galicia, and he came over 3 years ago now, and he recorded Anis with us, so a little bit of flute in there to add a bit of Galician magic to the tune too.
All good Celts.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's a cracker, the Gaelic one, because I'm not going to pronounce it. And for your third track, what would you like?
Well, I'll go with this one again. This song was inspired, but I saw Alison Krauss live in Glasgow a few years ago, and we love her, the gospel side of what she does in there, the Americana, the bluegrass. And, you know, this song was written about loss and love, but it was inspired by those sort of folk tales from America, and this one is called In the Morning.
Beautiful. And she's a beautiful singer and a songwriter too, Alison Krauss. So it's another cracker. And for your fourth one, what would you like us to play?
Our fourth one is going to be Avenith Waltz, which is written by Adam Sutherland. He wrote it for us, and he actually came and recorded it with us as well. So, and of course, being my waltz, it's very special to me. It's my favourite.
Funny that, Abe, now.
I know, I'm a little biased.
But the wonderful Mr. Adam Sutherland, it's great that all these artists are so generous with their time. So well done to Adam. Good on him. Well, I want to thank you very much. Oh, sorry.
I was just saying it was a real thrill for us.
Yeah, it's quite a character, Azur Adam. And thank you so much indeed for bringing your music to us yet again and allowing us the opportunity to get your music out there once more. We want you to keep hale, hearty, safe, and we will catch you along the ways in better days when we're out and see you live.
Absolutely.
Lovely. Thanks, Liz, for your support. Thank you. Right. I remember still those men and boys of old Nitz Hill as they worked the coal face deep beneath the earth. Their blackened faces still return in my dreams forever young. Did we know before they left what they were worth? And I still hear their panic cries and see the terror in their eyes. The earth shook and broke around us as we fell. And as I stood, as I ran, those at the face lost to a man. The air around them burned them all to hell. And I can hear their voices echo in the dark. I can hear them still, those men and boys of old Nitz Hill. Victoria Pit we found deep beneath the Renfrew ground, an honest way to work and to feed the ones we love. But in the year of 51, men and boys so very young ne'er returned to the sweet March air above. And then the multitude they came, whispering each lost miner's name, praying for a miracle way down below. But just two of us were found barely alive beneath the ground. 61, never to return. And I can hear their voices echo in the dark. I can hear them still, those men and boys of old Nitz Hill. And they cry, oh brother, oh brother, don't leave me here in the dark. And they cry, oh brother, don't leave me here in the dark. Hear their voices echo in the dark. I can hear them still, those men and boys of old Nitz Hill. And I can hear their voices echo in the dark. And I remember them still, those men and boys of old Nitz Hill.
Stars still shine.